It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, we're continuing in our reading through of Proverbs chapter 30, and it brings us to verse 6 today. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And it goes back to verse 5, which read, every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. And then the warning comes in verse 6, add thou not unto his words. Tomorrow will be the anniversary of the nailing of the 95 Theses to the door of Wittenberg by Martin Luther. And the argument that he made in those 95 Theses was that the church had added to the book. That's what it was all about. Those 95 things, that he said, I cannot find it in the Bible. I cannot find this. Indulgences. You know, the paying of the church to gain forgiveness of sin. As I've searched in vain, I find it not in the Scriptures. And so, sola fide, sola scriptura, became the great cry of the Reformation period. And it was basically this, and over again, we're reminded in the Bible that we're not to add to it or diminish from it. I was reading not too long ago in Deuteronomy 4, verse 2, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Add thou not unto his words. Now, what's the condition or warning that's added to this? Lest he reprove thee, and what will be the consequence? And thou be found a liar. In other words, take the word of God. And yet, what do we find in our culture today? There is a consistent adding to or taking away from the Word of God. If it doesn't fit my time, if it doesn't fit my age, if it doesn't fit my ideas or my opinions, then we cast it aside. And we're constantly doing exactly what Thomas Jefferson did with his Bible. He took a penknife to it. And he went through and he cut out all the verses he didn't like. That's how he edited his Bible. And that's a very sad thing. The Bible says God will reprove you and you will be found to be the liar. So in our call to worship today, let's, as we hear the Word of God, our natural tendency is to say, oh, I don't agree with that. Oh, I don't agree with that. Or I think it should be this way, or I think it should. We live in the world of the opinion. What we need to do is say, God, show me what your Word says. I want to know what you say in your word, and then mold me to your word. Lord, help me not to have a wrong opinion about your word. Help me to have a right opinion, a right understanding of your word. See, when we come together to worship, it's just more than just sitting in a seat for an hour, isn't it? It's more than that. You are interacting with the precious Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God, and you're going to be held accountable for every word. The book shall be opened. And we're all going to have to give an account to this book right here. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Ask God to give you a spirit this morning of wanting to know what His Word says. Lord, help me to be found with a right understanding and help me to follow Your Word until the day You call me home. That should be our spirit and attitude as we come together to worship today.